Ramsey. Austrian authorities said Sunday 9 people have died in 3 days of more than 100 avalanches rolling across Austria. Most of the avalanches hit the western region, and Friday alone saw 5 fatalities, rescue services said. Police said that incident claimed the lives of a group of Swedish skiers going and a mountain guide near the Swiss border, with just one member surviving. Austrian regional officials said Sunday, quote, the past 3 days have seen some 100 avalanche-type incidents requiring 70 interventions, dubbing the situation unprecedented and warning of more to come. Recent years have seen avalanches claim around 20 lives a year in Austria, fewer over the past 2 years with the pandemic reducing ski numbers. Protesters camped out in the Canadian capital outnumbered the police and controlled the situation, the city's mayor said on Sunday, as a demonstration against vaccine mandates clogged parts of the city for a 10th day. The so-called Freedom Convoy began as a protest movement against a Canadian vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers, but has turned into a rallying point against public health measures and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. Protesters have paralyzed downtown Ottawa for the past 9 days, with some participants waving Confederate or Nazi flags and some saying they want to dissolve Canada's government. Quote, the situation at this point is completely out of control because the individuals with the protest are calling the shots, Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson said on a local radio station. Quote, they have far more people than we have police officers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States said Sunday it was not sending troops to start a war with Russia after deploying 3,000 additional soldiers to Germany and Eastern Europe over the Ukraine standoff with Moscow. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told Fox News Sunday U.S. President Joe Biden, quote, has been clear for months now that the United States is not sending forces to start a war or fight a war with Russia in Ukraine, adding, quote, we have sent forces to Europe to defend NATO territory. Ukraine on Sunday insisted the chance of resolving the soaring tensions with Russia through diplomacy, though, remained greater than that of an attack. U.S. officials have warned that the Kremlin has assembled 110,000 troops along the border with its pro-Western neighbor, but intelligence estimates have not determined if President Vladimir Putin has actually decided to invade. Officials briefed Congress and European allies in recent days that the Russian force amassed on the frontier is growing at a rate that would give Putin the firepower he needs for a full-scale invasion within a few weeks, some 150,000 soldiers. They said Putin wants options at his disposal ranging from a limited campaign to a full-scale invasion. Russia denies it's planning an incursion into Ukraine. Torrential winds and rain are hammering Madagascar after a cyclone made landfall on the island's east coast late Saturday. An estimated 45,000 people have been displaced by the tropical storm, the National Office of Risk and Disaster Management said on Sunday. The storm gained strength in the Indian Ocean with gale force winds reaching peaks of 145 miles per hour, according to the island's meteorology department. After the storm made landfall, its wind slowed to about 80 miles per hour. Residents of nearby towns report the cyclone has caused widespread damage by blowing the roofs off homes, knocking down trees and utility poles, making roads impassable and flooding many areas just weeks after another tropical storm hit Madagascar. Tunisia's top judge accused President Kais Saied of illegally undermining the judiciary's independence by dissolving the Supreme Judicial Court on Sunday and warned that judges, quote, will not stay silent. Saied announced the decision overnight, the latest move in his consolidation of power after dismissing the parliament and sacking the prime minister in July, promising to remake the democratic constitution and moves his call a coup. The Supreme Judicial Council was a rare state body that could still exert influence of independent Saied. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1. It all.